It's been a little while since I've shared one of my adventures with Toby, so I thought I would share one because we had a dramatic one this morning walking around the park as we do most days. Toby had decided he likes to carry something, so he decided that he was going to bring his Charmander toy, which is a cuddly toy, and Charmander's a Pokemon for those of you not in the know, and I don't mind him carrying those ones because they're big, so they're normally easy to spot if he drops it. So we'd walked and done our walk, and we were going around the lake, and we just crossed over the bridge and got to the other side, and he was talking away. So I leaned in to talk to him, and I noticed Charmander's gone, and so I was like, "Oh no, you normally would notice it." And so I looked around. Thankfully, it's bright orange and reasonably big, and so I saw it on the other side of the lake. So I started to walk around, and as I started to walk towards it, I saw this couple coming with a little dog, a little Staffy. And we were gonna get there at pretty much the same time, and so I started to speed up, but so did the dog, and so did the owner behind it. And thankfully, the owner got to Charmander before the dog did. The dog started to follow me for a little while, thinking it was gonna get a new chew toy, but thankfully I was able to get to get Charmander back to Toby because it's helpful, because a big part of our nighttime routine is, you know, those familiar cuddly toys. And nighttime routine's important for us at the minute because we've moved Toby into Josh's room. After a couple of years in our room, we decided enough was enough and would take advantage of the slightly less hectic schedule and fewer places to be in the morning to move Toby in to Josh's room. And so we did that Easter weekend. And to be honest, we thought it was going to be a bit of a disaster. Toby likes to be in with us in our bed, cuddling his mum. Waking her up through the night. We weren't sure how well it was going to take. But thankfully, a week later, as these things often are, it's not too bad. He settled reasonably well. Now, he was up from like 2 to half 2 last night, but then went back to sleep and was up at 20 past 6, which isn't too bad. And it's gone a little better than I expected. And I was thinking about it as we were walking and as that just down by the lake, and just how quickly things change, and how quickly things that you thought were always going to be that way change and become different. I think it's probably that theme that I just keep coming back to time and time again in my own prayers, trying to get through this time that this is the normal for now, and it's good to get used to it and adjust it, but it will change again, and this won't be the way life will be forever. And that is a good thing. And then, as a visible reminder of that invisible grace, that sacrament, there was a sacrament of three little ducklings just swimming by, playing with each other. Really tiny, really small, and Toby got really excited. And they were chasing each other in the lake and playing catch. And just that visible sign of new life and continued life in the midst of all that's going on. Life just unaware of what we're going through and what's happened and the changes to us. Life that just keeps making itself and creating and enjoying itself. And that was a little bit of a sacrament God's breaking in for me this morning. So that's the adventure with Toby this morning. Thankfully, Charmander is now recovering from his shock at home. But let's pray together. Hopefully you've got the prayers in front of you. It's Tuesday, and again we're on our Easter theme. So in the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy, and to commit this day afresh to his guidance and upholding. Take a minute to breathe in God's presence, God's grace, God's love, and to breathe it out into this world. God raised him up, having freed him from death, for it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Risen Christ, consoling us in grief, calling us by name, announcing new creation, we welcome your presence here. Living Lord, walking through locked doors, showing us your wounds, pronouncing peace, sending us forth in your name, we welcome your presence here. Dear God, we thank you for all those signs of your presence with us, amongst us. All of those moments that we may have otherwise missed in the busyness. All of these new habits that we're having to pick up, new ways of life. As you reveal to us what is important and what is significant, who you have made us to be. We thank you that even when times are dark, your light will always shine and always guide us. And that in those times we can grow closer to you and closer to ourselves, become more of who you made us to be. That in these times hope and perseverance and faith are born and strengthened and refined. We thank you that the curve seems to be flattening and descending in the UK. We thank you that our hospitals never reached capacity and beyond. We thank you for the ability to continue to meet, to pray, and to worship together through modern technology. We thank you above all else that no matter what we are going through, you are in it with us. You are God with us and God for us. So, conqueror of death, speak peace to our fear, our failures, our guilt, and our disappointments, and breathe upon us new life. We pause for a moment of quiet confession. Renew in us the truth that we are an Easter people and Alleluia is our song. We continue to read now from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 19. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who puts all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Firstborn of new creation, we pray for those who weep that you will bring comfort. For those who live in fear that you will give strength. For those who despair that you will renew hope. For those who struggle with belief that you will grant faith. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, I want to pray today for all that would have normally been happening in our buildings today. We would pray for the Cross Street Centre open and alive and buzzing with coffee and sausage rolls and soup and, well, maybe not soup was in this sun, but with all of the cakes and the joy of the hospitality of open tables and shared communion and fellowship. For always the hope and the whisper that through it people may catch a glimpse of who you are and what is happening. For WI or U3A, who could have been meeting in one of our rooms, sharing fellowship and community, learning and growing together. For daycare, for all of those who were caring for those who had not a lot of other places to go and who needed some fellowship and community and engagement. We pray for all of those who would normally have attended that, who are stuck at home, feeling lonely, for those who are confused, for those who are trying to care for them. Pray for the Bible study that happens on Tuesday, for the opportunity to meet and talk about faith and life together, to learn and to grow and to push one another forward. We miss these things, God, and we pray for those who would have been involved in them. And we pray your blessing on those people, on us. Help us to find ways to maintain what is essential, what is good. And Lord, we pray for all of those who are grieving today. And we pray for Noreen and Ewan, and as they grieve the loss of Dr. Yusuf Patel, who Noreen worked with and knows well. And we pray for the Patel family, particularly his wife at this time, and all of those patients and members of the surgery who would have known him and loved him and cared for him. We thank you for a life of service, and for a dedicated and clear idea of what to achieve, and for the partnership that he had with his wife. We pray for peace for him now. We pray for the Elmer's next door neighbor who has passed away, and we pray for his wife, and we pray for Tom and Velma in that street. We pray for a sense of peace. We pray for Helen Markham and all of the people at Binley Woods and up in Coventry as they continue to grieve the loss of Morris. And for a different type of grief, Lord, we pray today on Holocaust Memorial Day for all of those who are marking it, all of those who are remembering it. And God, we pray for humanity as we remember what we are capable of, and in this situation, not of our making, we pray for the ability to come together. May this be a reminder of our shared humanity, our interconnectedness. May we not scapegoat others for the desperate and devastating consequences that can flow from that. We pray for those countries that are experiencing protests, India, Brazil, America. We pray for wisdom for our leaders as they try and balance the ability to live and to earn, and there are stresses in some of those countries on some people, and worried about their livelihoods and the impact that will have. But we also pray for a sense of collectivism, of communalism, of sharing life and making decisions ultimately sacrificially. Not what is always best for us, but what is best for others, and particularly for those most vulnerable and needy. You know us and love us as individuals, Lord, but we are more than individuals always. And so we pray for a sense of unity, but pushing us on to achieve more and to care more. If you'd like to add any names or people for prayer now, please do. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Now let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so now, joining with all creation in celebrating your life and anticipating the resurrection song that all shall sing, may our lives give voice to the song of the angels and our footsteps find their way to the empty tomb, rejoicing that all shall be made new and ever anew. Amen.